The Indians were outside India. They have got a special duty. So far, our economic condition is concerned, as I explained yesterday, but one is destined to certain material comforts and discomforts according to his body already has got. So either you stay in India or stay in America, the bodily comforts or sense gratification, that will be achieved either in India or America. What you are destined to achieve, you will have it. Because as soon as your body is manufactured, your standard of comfort and discomfort is also manifested. In Bengal, there is a proverb, Jodi jao bonge kapal jave songe. Wherever you go, your fortune will go with you. Fortune and misfortune. That will also go with you. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said one thing, that any Indian, any man who has taken birth on the soil of Bharatvarsh, India, he has got a special duty. That duty is to spread Krishna consciousness. Bharat bhumite manushya janma haira ja janma sartha kari paro paro bhukha. To do good to others, parupaka. So, those Indians who are here, it is all right, you are running for some economic development, but at the same time, you try to make your life perfect by Krishna consciousness and spread it to the foreigners as far as possible. That's the duty. Not that you are getting decent salaries in India and enjoy life and forget your culture. That is suicide. You have got a culture. So, this culture is Vedic culture, and Vedic culture means Krishna consciousness. As it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaishya sadvai ahameva vidyam. Vedic culture means to understand Krishna. One who has not understood Krishna, he has no Vedic culture. But every Indian is supposed to have Vedic culture. And to have Vedic culture means to understand Krishna. Therefore, all Indians, they should cultivate this Krishna consciousness personally, make their life successful, and distribute it to the our neighbors. Of course, I do not think if you invite your neighbors, they do not come, you say? But anyway, because you are living in this country, you must have some friends. Whenever you talk with your friends, you talk about Krishna. Don't waste your time in other ways. That will be beneficial for you and for your friends. And before talking about Krishna, you should know about Krishna. And you can know about Krishna very easily by understanding Bhagavad Gita. So read Bhagavad Gita thoroughly, try to understand it, and you can distribute it. There is a great service to you, to Krishna, to your personal self, and to the person you are speaking about Krishna. And four principles of impious life as it is accepted by our Vedic followers. Namely, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. That will give you strength, and over and above that, if you can chant Hare Krishna mantra, you can chant. It is not difficult, there is no loss. You can chant. That will give you spiritual strength. And in this way, try to become spiritually powerful and serve Krishna. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter. Everywhere is Krishna's kingdom. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is the proprietor. Everywhere. So if you be in Krishna consciousness, so wherever you may be, you will be with Krishna. And as soon as you remain with Krishna, you are now not living within this material world. You are living in the spiritual world. So, especially I request Indians, as it is ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma. Anyone who has taken birth on the holy land of Bharatvarsha, India, Janma Sarthaka, just make your life successful by Krishna consciousness and preach it. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. So, if you take it, you will be happy, your neighbors will be happy, the world will be happy. And Krishna Katha means to present Krishna as he is. Don't misinterpret by just like some rascals do. Even a great scholar, known all over the world practically, in scholarly circle, and he has practically vilified Krishna by so-called scholarship. Now he is suffering. He has lost himself. We are practically seen. So there is a great offense to vilify saintly persons or God. There is a great offense. So read Bhagavad Gita as it is, present it as it is. Then your life is successful. Now if you have got any question, we can discuss.
Swamiji, the principles you were telling about, are they for purposes of just otherworldliness, or is it for material gains in this world, or what?
No, we belong to the other world, actually. We spirit soul. We belong to the spiritual world. That's like fish belongs to the water. Fish does not belong to the land. So, if the fish is brought from the water to the land, it cannot be comfortable at any stage. It will die. Similarly, you are Brahma, part and parcel of Brahma, particle of Brahma. So unless you return to Brahma, We cannot be happy.
But if we look at the world as it is today, we find that people who are the most powerful in this world are the...
Who is powerful? First, let us see who is powerful.
Like United States, like Soviet Union. There is no other power in this world who can...
What do you mean by powerful? Then President Nixon is not afraid of anything? Do you think?
He personally may not be afraid of something, but as a country, yes, he is very powerful, that the whole world is afraid of
that. Well, President Nixon means his country. Why he went to China, why he went to Russia. He is also afraid. If there is war, there will be great calamity. Everyone is afraid. Everyone is under the control of the laws of nature. Everyone is hungry. So, actually, nobody is powerful in this material world. Even if he is powerful, it is for temporary. So many Hitler, so many Napoleon, so many Churchill and others came and gone. There was powerful British Empire, powerful Roman Empire. So nobody is powerful. That's a wrong idea. In due course of time, everything will be kicked out, I think. That is the law of nature.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to get at is that it seems to me that if you carefully look at the world history, you know, the past...
Law of history is that history repeats itself. Everything comes into existence and then vanishes.
No, not... That's not what I mean. What I meant is, within the past 2,000 years, whoever was very powerful was doing all these four things which you are suggesting that we should give up.
But I say that my challenge is nobody's powerful. That is my challenge.
I mean, there are
you mean, but that is not a fact.
It's a fact that we can't say that they are powerful. Where is your...
Hitler, where is your Mussolini? Where is Napoleon?
Yeah, Hitler is gone, but then we have that years. Tomorrow he has closer.
That means everyone will come into power for some days, anything we can say.
Yeah, but all the people who are getting into power are people who are having these four relations, you know.
Therefore their power is finished. If you become a sinful, then your power will not exist. That's why Ravan became powerful. He was so powerful that he dared to take away Sita. But he also became vanquished. That is the history.
People say that
you see the fact. Nobody is powerful, nobody can exist here. For the temporary, say, for some years, you may be so-called powerful, but it is not powerful. We are concerned with eternal life. We are not interested in the so-called power for a few days. That is not our aim.
Yeah, but if we say that everything is destined, you know, like the moment your body is manufactured,
yeah,
everything is destined, then your father has a destiny either to be Krishna concept or to be non-Krishna concept.
No, that destiny you can change. Shastra says, destiny means, so far suppose you are to get, say, $1,000 per month. That you get. You try for it or don't try for it. You'll get. Therefore, we should not waste our time for getting $1,000. We should utilize the time for developing our Krishna consciousness. This is our privilege. Kallabhati dukkha balanna tasukham kalena sarvatra gavira rangsa. That's why nobody tries for becoming unhappy. But unhappiness comes. Nobody tries that let me become unhappy. But people become unhappy. Why? Because they strive for it. Similarly, that happiness also, even if you don't try for it, it will come. So, Shastra says, you don't bother yourself for worldly happiness or unhappiness. Whatever your destiny, you'll get it. You try for develop your Krishna consciousness, which in other life, in the animal life, you could not do. In the animal, advice, the animal is advised that you become Krishna conscious. He cannot do it. He has no power. But then man can do it. Therefore, the man's main business should be how to develop Krishna consciousness. Not for so-called economic development. Economic development will come automatically. What you are destined for. This is our theory. We don't try for any economic development. All our members, we have no concern what we shall eat tomorrow. Although we have not any source of income. Yes. Pushing this movement all over the world, we have got about 100 branches and similar devotees are there. Each branch, not less than 25.
20.
And about 200. Somewhere. And in America, you know, the expenditure. We are living in the best part of the city. But we have no source of income. We take some books, some insight, but it is no, there is no guarantee that it will be sold. So, it is not a book of technology, general demand. Krishna. So, as if somebody is kindly interested in Krishna, he invites it. So, we are living in this way, depending on Krishna. And Krishna supplying all necessities. We have got $70,000 expenditure per month. So this is practical. We don't try for getting any job or any business. Depends on Krishna. But our main business is to preach Krishna consciousness and follow the rules and regulations. Chant 16 rounds Hare Krishna mantra. So yeah, there is no problem for us. To collect $70,000 and spend every month, do you think it's a very easy job? A big government is concerned, or a big company, to collect $70,000 and distribute it again. It is a big problem. So we are increasing our centers. Practically, every month, two. And we have got huge expenditure. But Krishna is supplying. So we should see the example, be confident, depend on Krishna. And then everything is all right. Krishna is powerful. He is omnipresent. He knows better than me. our business is to satisfy him. Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māṁ ekam śaraṇam. So we are teaching them that we take to Krishna, surrender to Krishna. Krishna says the same thing we are saying. We are not manifesting it. Why should we manifest it? The words are already there. We have not got to manufacture it. We simply, just now you have come to your place, what I am speaking. I am speaking, so really come to the conference. We don't talk of any economic problem, political problem. We don't talk.
How can you separate our economics from...
There is no separation. Krishna is all-inclusive. Economic problem means eating, sleeping, making, getting some money. So, we are getting money, I have already given the account.
Yeah, but, as far as ISKCON is concerned, maybe that is true, but supposing if you take an individual devotee who is married and who has a family and all that.
There are so many married families. So many married families. He is married family. He is married family. He is married family. We have got children, wife, everything. There's no problem. The children are getting nice education, chanting Hare Krishna, dancing, eating nicely. Just now we are purchasing our house in front of our temple for $70,000 for providing gilhastas. Husband, wife, children, we live there. So we have no problem. The grihasthas are there, the brahmacharis are there, sannyasis are there, everyone is there. To maintain the Vedic culture, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, the eight orders of social structure we maintain. But they are all engaged in Krishna service. That is the distinction. Everyone is 24 hours engaged in Krishna service.
What are the Kshatriyas of this order supposed to be?
They are taking one politics.
Who are they fighting?
Yes?
Whom are they fighting? Whom are they going to fight?
No, some of our members, they are standing for election. In the government, election. And we hope one day some of our men will become president. That is Kshatriya business. To take part in administration.
No fight.
Huh?
No fight. They're not going to fight. They're not going to be warriors. Not like the real Kshatriyas.
Well, when you take part in politics, you have to fight.
I don't mean that I mean musti fighting.
Well, he required musti fighting. Arjuna was fighting.
Yeah, but see, what I'm basically asking is, what are the Kshatriyas going to fight with?
Kshatriya fought. Why don't you take the case of Arjuna? You are the Kshatriya. He fought for Krishna.
Yeah, but those days you see there is sometimes a clear cut.
Those days are in these days. The same principles are there. Kshatriya should fight for Krishna. That is his professionalism.
Okay, then the question is whom shall we fight now? Okay, suppose if we're all...
Those who are not Krishna conscious.
Fight yes. In real form.
The demons, there's demons. That's like Lord Ramchandra fought with the demons. So, similarly, Krishna consciousness personally fight with the demons. That is already there. Demons and demigod always fight. Devasur jiddha, you know, that is see. We don't say that fighting should be stopped. We don't say that. We don't say that becoming Krishna consciousness non-violence. very bogus. When in Delhi, when there was long declaration of war between Pakistan and India, Prince Dipendra came, Swamiji, what is your opinion about this fight? I said, you must fight. And it was published in the paper, it gave some agitation. They were glad. I said, you must fight. And that was published in big letters. So we are not that kind of Sadhu and Vaishnava. That we don't take care of practical things. When there is need of fight, you shall fight.
Yeah, but if that is the case, then the Muslim Mullah or Mullah, whatever they call, they fight all non.
Well, Muslim, it is not the question of Muslim and Hindus. When there is right cause for fighting.
Why are you talking of philosophy?
That is applicable to the Muslim or to the Hindus or everything. When there is right cause of fight, one must fight. This is philosophy.
Yeah, but what is the basis on which you decide whether a cause is right or wrong? There should be a common basis.
That's like aggression. Aggressor, just like you are living in this room. If somebody enters your room and attacks your wife, you must fight. He means it kill him. That is the law. This is fight. You cannot see your wife being insulted before you. You must fight, you must kill him. That is the law. Aggressor.
You should fight
to the. The Brahmins will not fight, the Kshatriyas will fight. The Brahmins, Kshatriyas, they are part and parcel of the same unit. It's like hand. Hand is a part of your body. When there is attack, you first of all spread your hand. So this is Kshatriya's business. When somebody is coming to attack you, you don't put your leg, you put your hand. And the hand is raised by the order of the breath. And the hand and the brain is mentioned by the belly. Why don't you study your own body? As in your own body, there is Brahminical department, there is Kshatri department, Vaishya department and Shudra department. But nobody is less important.
So how do you define a brain?
The brain?
No, that is for a master.
That is for everything. The brain of the society should be brain.
By brain, how what do you mean? By brain?
What do you mean that you learn? You come to our school, then you learn. You cannot learn everything in 1 minute.
No.
Then he's just here. Don't make yourself laughing stock.
No, what I mean is does Brahman mean by birth or by action?
No, by birth. By action.
By action also.
Yes.
So you don't recognize Brahman by birth.
No. That is how they are becoming Brahman. They're not by birth. But why don't you see yourself?
So if there is a Brahmin by birth, if he doesn't...
No, there is no Brahmin by birth. There is no sanction by the Shastra.
Oh, I see. So there is no real Brahmin
by birth. No. There is no... That is not sanctioned by the Shastra. That is artificial.
I see. So, I mean, according to...
Brahmin means by quality. He must have the Brahminical quality. Then he is Brahmin.
So under these principles, then there are no Brahmins in India, really.
Yes. I mean, not only...
Not all the Brahmins who are supposed to be Brahmins.
Yes. This philosophy, Krishna consciousness, according to the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad, we don't accept Brahmin by birth. We accept Brahmin by quality. Chatur Varnam Maya Sishtam Guna Parma Vibhav. Quality and
what are your qualifications for a Shudra?
So there is, serve him, others, get some salary and be satisfied, that's all. He has no more culture. Very shudra. He cannot live independent. Anyone who serves others for his livelihood, he is a shudra. A Brahmin never serves anyone. A Kshatriya never serves anyone. A Vaishya never serves anyone. A shudra, paricharyatmakam karyam shudra karma svabhav. They want some service. Give me some money, sir. I'm helpless. All right, you are like this. That is super.
So in other words, all
dependent
employees, they are all
Shudras. Yes, that is the statement of the Shastra. Kalau Shudra Samma. In the Kalajut, everyone is Shudra.
So only those who have independent means, then would come and
fight. They can be counted. Yes. Because a Brahmin is advised not to accept service at any circumstances. That is the intention of this path. He can take the profession of a Kshatriya or a Vaishya, but not the Shudra. That is balance.
So whoever cannot stand on his own legs, whether independent, the businessman or the landlord, whatever it be, he is Shudra.
Yes. These are described in Bhagavad Gita. I am not manufacturing this. This is Shastra. He is Brahmin. He qualifies. He is Kshatriya. Qualifies. He is Vaishya. Qualifies. He is Shudra. By qualifies. And as Narada Muni said, that we have to judge by the qualifications. Just so he judged Lakhanamsa. Varnar hi vandyatam. Tat se naiva vinit dishe. Jari allah sabi dishe ta. These are the qualities of the house. If it is house in other place, you should designate him according to the quality. Just like a man born of a Brahmin family. But he has got the shudra qualities. That he should be shudra. And a bad man born of a Shudra family, he has got the quality of Brahmin, then he must put in his Brahmin.
What about intermarriage between all these castes?
Well, intermarriage that has introduced according to social system. But so far, we are concerned. We are allowing intermarriage. From any country, any, if he's Krishna conscious, he helps him then. There are so many intermarriages in our society. So, try to understand this philosophy of Krishna consciousness and spread it so that there will be oneness. One God, one scripture, one nation, one belief. According to Vedic invention, not that we are manufacturing something. That is Vedic invention.
What is the specialty of Vedic invention compared to Hebrew scripture?
Vedic invention is the ultimate goal of human life. To go back to home, back to God. That's it. This is not our, as I already explained, that this is not our home, material world. We have spirit soul. Our real home is spiritual world. So, in the lives, different species of life, 8,400,000 subspecies of life, they cannot understand it, that we are spirit soul, our home is in spiritual world. They cannot understand. that opportunity is available in this human form of life. Therefore, if you don't take advantage of this information and prepare ourselves accordingly, then we are losing this process. Tadopi apalatanaja. Anasritya Govinda Charananda.
But how does this differ from the Hebrew scriptures? And the Hebrews also said the same thing, that you have fallen down from...
But then Hebrew, Indian, the aims is the same, back to home, back to God. The process may be different. It's like everyone wants some money. Without money, he cannot exist. The process may be different. How he is earning money. Similarly, every religion, the aim is to go back to home, back to God. Now the process may be different according to country, time, climate, then generally. But the same example. Either you are a businessman or in service or working, craftsman, the aim is you require some money. Without money you cannot exist. This is true example. Similarly, the aim is we are part and parcel of God. Unless we go back to home, back to God, there cannot be any peace. That understanding is possible to develop in this human form of life, not in the animal form of life. Therefore, every human being should take advantage of this human form of life and develop this idea of going back to home, back to Godhead, either you do it through Hebrew religion or Christian religion or Hindu religion, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If your aim is fulfilled, just like at the present moment people want money, if he gets money, it doesn't matter in which way he gets the money. The money he must have. Similarly, the aim should be fulfilled. Either you fulfill it through the Hebrew or Hindu or Christian or Mahavan. It doesn't matter. If the aim is missed, then he missed everything. That is the definition in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dhamma sanastita pungsa visrakshena kathatuja. Everyone has got his particular type of religion or occupation. That's all life. Dharma. Sanskrita, Pamsa. The result will be by executing your particular type of religion. The result must be there. The result is how I shall go back to home, back to God. If that desire is not developed, it is simply a waste of time. You may profess this religion or that religion or this religion or that. It doesn't. You're simply wasting time by following the dogmas and guidelines, the deep or that. That will not help you. The following opportunity, whether you have come to this consciousness, what I am, I am not matter, I am spirit, I have to go back to my spiritual. That is God. So either you may be Hebrew or maybe Hindu or Christian, we want to see whether that consciousness has arisen. If it is not, then you are simply wasted time. Either you be Hindu or Brahmin or this or that, it does not. Samaye vahi kevalam. Simply wasting time.
But But in order to really get any interest in any of these things, you should really believe that there is a real world and that you go there or you come back. This is a belief, isn't it?
But it is not belief, it is a fact. One who does not know, he thinks it is belief. That is ignorance.
How do we?
You have to learn it. You have to become student. How do you expect to learn it for nothing?
Learn that there is a...
That is the process. Basic process. Sadvijjana asam sadhukumeva vijakshayi hitsavutiyam brahmanishtam. You have to learn. Just you learn so many things from teacher. Similarly, these things also you have to learn.
In other words, this question of there being another world, it could be actually lies. There is no belief involved in that.
This is fact.
You could actually find out.
Yes. That's why you have come to America.
So you are saying that there is a path by which you can see the other world.
Yes.
Does this take a whole lifetime to learn?
It takes only 1 minute. If you are serious, if you are not serious, it will not be understood even millions of years. That is the fact.
Right? So simple.
If you are serious, then it is a 1 minute business. And if you are not serious, it is not fulfilled in millions of years. That is the
fact.
What determines your confidence? One is serious and one is not. If one is not serious, what makes one?
Well, this seriousness comes after many, many births. It is also not so easy. Rupa Goswami says, Tapta laulam ekam lam. Na janma sahasri. Sukritivi labhate. He wrote a verse. Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutubi labhati. The Krishna bhakti, Krishna consciousness. This thing, if you can purchase somewhere, just immediately purchase it. Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati kriyatam. Just purchase. Yadi kutubi labhati. First of all, if you want to purchase the thing, firstly available. Very good. That is a good. Which is available. Immediately purchase. The next question is, what is the value? What is the price I have to pay? Then he says, Tapta loulam ekalam mullam. Simply your serious eagerness to have it. That is the price. That I can have very easily. No. Now Janma Koti Sukriti Vilambhati. That no love, that seriousness is not obtained after thousands of years pious activities. It is so difficult. Now Janma Koti Sukriti Vilambhati. People are acting piously. But that kind of seriousness is not available even after executing pious activities for thousands of lives. That seriousness is also very difficult. To become very serious that in this life I shall finish my business and go home, back to God. Bhavanam janmanam ante jnanavan maam prabandhati. Krishna says, after many, many births, when actually one becomes in knowledge, he surrenders unto me.
Are we all part of Krishna?
We are part of Krishna.
If we are all part of Krishna, like, what does it matter whether we really worry about becoming Krishna conscious or not? We are anyhow part of Krishna. So, I mean, whether we are conscious or not, you know, we are there. You know, I mean, it really doesn't need any effort at all.
Then you are part of human society. Then why are you trying to improve your position? Why are you trying?
So to be more powerful.
You see? You do not know. You have forgotten the part of Krishna. What is the function of part of Krishna? You are thinking a part of this material world. That is a defect.
So that is what Krishna gave me, you know.
Krishna doesn't, you have taken it.
The moment my body...
Krishna says, sarva dharman paritajya mamekam saranam. Krishna says.
Yeah, that is provided he gave me
that... Not provided, there is no provided. Krishna says this. This is Krishna's order. That you give up all nonsense. Simply saranam. That is your deed. But you are thinking, no, I am part of this world. I must work in this world. I must have this. I must have that. That is your thought. Krishna's order is simply saranam. That's all. But you are thinking, how can I surrender? That is your business. And if you do not surrender, then you go. See, it's your own business. So whatever you are creating by yourself. Man is the architect of his own fortune. So you are creating your fortune and his fortune, both. Krishna is giving you facilities. All right, you want this, I'll take it.
How does this tie in with the other thing, saying that if you are destined to get something, you will get it? But now you are saying if you want it, you will get it. I mean, these two things will contradict.
No, Krishna, not contradiction. You have created your destiny. You have got a certain type of body. So you must endure and suffer. And then if you want something, you will have another body. What is the difficult to understand? Now you want something. You have got a particular type of body. You finish it. Now you want something more. Give me another type of body. Similarly, if you want Krishna, you begin a type of body here where you can go to Krishna.
So you're saying that if you ask for something now, you may not immediately get it. You may get it another birth.
That is natural. That is natural, just like this children. If he says, give me one boy, is it possible? Yes, well. Suppose boy and girl is married. If the girl says, give me immediately one. Is it possible? Well, when she is married, there will be. Well,
maybe somebody like Kunti can do that, you know.
Well, everyone is not Kunti. Better go.
Gracias.